The Lord give you His peace. It is Friday, 4:50 a.m., April the 10th, 2015, and tonight I have a rather interesting and new perspective on things having to do with the rapture that I want to share with you. It came to us through one of our subscribers when he asked us a question. I sought the Lord on it, and He gave me not only an answer, but a message to go with it. And first I'm going to read you the question that he had, and then I'll go into the Lord's answer. I have a question for you, still small voice. I watched a YouTube video where a supposed prophet said that God revealed to him in a dream that he would be left behind to help others come to Christ, and that he would be supernaturally protected. I have felt that I would be left behind also to do God's work. Could you ask Jesus if this left behind to help doctrine is true or false? Tonight after worship, I usually take a little rest, a little break around midnight, and I couldn't get this question out of my mind. And I said, wow, Lord, I'd like to have an answer to this question. And He answered me and He said, this is something we need to talk about. So I got up and came in here and sat down with Him. And He began, didn't I ask you if you wanted to stay behind? Yes, but I didn't think you were serious. Why not? I thought you were just testing me. And what if I am, even now? Ouch. I usually say ouch when it's something where I have to confront a fear. And I was confronting my fears about more suffering and staying behind. I was shaky inside, feeling drawn to stay, but apprehensive about what it would be like. He continued, yes, ouch, I know what you're feeling. I didn't tell him, he just knew it. Oh, Lord, this is too much for me. Let me help you. Oh, please do. I didn't say you had to. I said you could. And you asked me to make the choice, so I did. But that doesn't preclude your free will. So you mean some will deliberately, willingly stay behind? I do. Really? Would I lie to you? I really need to see something in Scripture, Lord, please. So, interestingly, I opened to Isaiah 55, and it spoke to me in a certain way, taking it out of context, of course, because this is a rhema, this is a personal word for me and my situation. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Well, I have to say that this is definitely a novel question, and from a scriptural perspective, I don't see anything in the Bible that confirms this approach to the rapture, historically or scripturally. To my knowledge, I don't know of anything. But you know how the Lord is. There's so many layers to the scriptures that it could be there and something we just haven't noticed yet. If any of you have any input on that, I'd love it if you'd share it with me, for sure. But of course, the Lord can do anything that He wants to do. And that was the inference of the scripture that I got. My ways are not your ways. Certainly, He can do this if He wants to do it. So it's revelation knowledge, so to speak, and it's really quite up to Him what He does and how He does it. And if He gives us a scriptural confirmation, well, great, that would be nice. But right now I'm just trying to be faithful to what He's spoken to me tonight. Oh, Jesus, this one is so hard. You know what I'm battling right now. I do. Lord, please help me. Please help me, coward that I am and foolish one that I can be, seeking after things far beyond me. Claire, I have made it clear to you what my will for you is, but I've left the door of opportunity open for you if you want to stay. What are the options if I choose to stay? You would not have a glorified body. you would suffer just like everyone else. Yes, you would have protection, but only for as long as your mission lasted. You could die just like everyone else. Really, this is not what I want for you. Claire, it's not. But there are some who have been chosen to stay behind. They could receive their glorified bodies and come home, but they feel called to stay. For these, it is my will for them to do what is in their heart to do. And yes, for them, my will is that they stay, but they are under no obligation to do so. There is no hero worship in this one, my love. It is nothing more than hardcore suffering, if that is what they choose. Don't underestimate the power of love. But I will say this to you, because you have chosen my will, that does not make you any less of a lover than those who have also chosen my will to be left behind. I know how great your love is for me, both of you, and I prefer to bring you home, where there will be much to do, as you will see. I know your motives, Claire. And to others I say this, seek me and seek my will for you above all other options. Do not suppose you will automatically be a hero because you chose to stay behind. You could still lose your soul. This is not for the faint of heart or for the hero worshippers, those seeking fame and glory. There will be nothing glorious about the conditions you will have to live through. Yes, bringing souls to me will be wonderful and fulfilling and worth it all. But just as I prefer you to inquire of me before taking on a fast, I prefer you inquire of me my will for you. Don't think for one moment you are one bit better or holier for choosing to stay behind. This will be your downfall and destruction. This is a very serious matter, and Claire has chosen obedience rather than sacrifice. Therefore, I counsel you to choose my will above all else. Seek me and obey. Do not think for one moment you are more favored in grace than your brother because you chose to stay or to go. All of you are simply ciphers, zeros, without my indwelling grace, and to the degree that you know my will and obey me, to that degree will you rise in holiness. Nothing more, nothing less. And Claire, my love, you have chosen wisely. This is my perfect will for you both. Rest in that. Do not allow the enemy to impose incriminations on you or suggest to you that you're a lesser bride because you chose to obey what seemed less difficult. I will use your teachings. You have had a lifetime of mistakes and failures that have proven very valuable for other souls who will face the same decisions, but they will triumph because they have your precedent to inspire them. They will read how I led you and provided for you, and this will give them the courage to continue on in faith. My work for you in heaven will only be the beginning. There you will find deep satisfaction and pleasure in what has been arranged for you. I will reward you for all of your efforts. It is also worthy of note to you who are parents of adult children who have not lived for me. They need to grow up and rise to the occasion. So don't make your decision based on caring for your children. This will have no bearing on that time in their lives. In fact, you will get in their way with this attitude. Well, at that point, Ezekiel and I were discussing this, and he referenced John 21:20. And Jesus said to me, "Your husband just summed it all up." So I'll read that to you. Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back on his bosom at the supper. So Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "Lord, and what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." And that's the end of the message. And again, I think obedience is better than sacrifice. And as you bring this before the Lord, I just encourage you to let go of every motive that you might have and seek only His will for you, because this is going to have huge consequences. And for some of you, this has not even been brought up by the Lord, and it's of no concern to you at all. And for you, I think you'll probably just feel really detached from it. And like, of course, I want to go home, you know, and that's probably because that's the Lord's will for you. Otherwise, He would have been speaking to you about it in your heart before this time. So the Lord bless you with courage and peace. And thank you for tuning into our channel. God bless you.